Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Nick Thurlow, who's Executive Chairman at Hammock Gold. How are you today, Nick?
Morning, Zach. Very well, thank you. End of the week. Looking forward to slightly quieter weekend, I hope.
Yes, perhaps that's the case. Your shares are up 10x now since the start of the year, and 43% this week, so you've had a good week. Bit of a transformation at Hammock. Maybe you can explain what's been going on there.
Yeah, sure. A group of people, myself, took over the company beginning of July. We raised £2.4 million to sort of build on the existing company and add a digital asset treasury part to the company. I mean, we've seen the recent successes in the UK and over the last few years in the US. And I think we thought there was a nearly unique opportunity to work in the big board space in the UK, because fundamentally, there's a lot of people and institutions that are underweight, I'll broadly call crypto assets. And we just thought there was a way, especially through the big board, to be able to get us in a position to help that market out.
I mean, obviously, a lot of companies have joined the bandwagon or the gold rush in the digital space over the last couple of months. What makes Hammock different? Is it the management? Is it the strategy? What are we looking at?
I think it'll be a little bit of everything. I mean, we've got a very experienced team, which we will continue to add to shortly on the board and the advisory board. We definitely have a long-term shareholder value view that if we build the right foundation, we will be able to overachieve the market, I think. So, we've all got a lot of experience dealing with, I've worked for tier one banks before, I've worked in asset management, I've worked with family office now. And to go to that larger level of investor, in not ignoring the retail investor at all, but to get the sort of bigger numbers that we are hoping to do, you have to have a real foundation of partners, that's lawyers, auditors, bankers, regulated partners, to be able to go and deal with, the institutional market that we're aiming to service.
And in terms of, the retail investors who've really got, the bit between the teeth on your stock, what is your message to them at the moment?
Well, thank you for joining us on the journey, first of all. And secondly, be patient with the crazy swings on an intraday basis. I think it was, I'm not sure it was the end of last week or beginning of this week, but I think it was one day our stock was down over 30% on one day. And I got all these messages saying, there's a rumor that you're doing a placement at 1.9p. Well, it was completely false. So I think when you sometimes have a big run up, you're a victim of your own success and the market rumors get in there. So I think this is, and I think until you're I don't want to say the right word, but a bigger company, and that's something, 50, 100 million balance sheet, you're going to have these bumps along the road as the market digests news or rumors. And I think that's, being it for the long haul with us, I think that's the key message.
And in terms of, the Bitcoin treasury aspect, lots of other companies, as I said, have got into it. You've got Dr. Arthur Laffer, who's joined your company. He's been appointed earlier this month, which is, he's a sort of world-renowned figure. Is that one of the differentiators, the people like him, the advice, the strategy that you're going to have?
Yeah, him and others that are coming. So this really builds upon what I was talking about, the foundation. I mean, I think it's very difficult to duplicate what MicroStrategy has done. So the way we look at it is, I think we originally spoke about this as sort of Bitcoin treasury 2.0, but, that's now morphed into digital asset treasury policy. And I think the next company after MicroStrategy is going to have to do things slightly differently. They timed it perfectly. And what we want to do is work with great partners, great advisors, and figure out what the next 5 years looks like for this space. And I'm not sure anyone knows what the right answer is, but it's going to be slightly different to what people did for the last 5 years, is the way we look at it. So the more people of Dr. Laffer's caliber that we have around us, I think the better it will be.
And I mean, you've gone into this strategy, but let's say in a couple of months it turns out that buying Ethereum is fantastic, or Ripple, or going into a completely different area, that's the way to be. Are you flexible enough in your sort of outlook and skills to be able to move with the market?
100%. I mean, look, I've been in treasury since the early 90s. So my whole career is based around risk. In general, it's not the best risk strategy to have one asset. Now, we've already got gold and Bitcoin. I think, there's a great quote from the guy who founded Vanguard. He said, and I'll paraphrase because I'm not good at quotes, but he basically said, "Don't buy the needle, buy the haystack." And at some point, I think a basket of the larger coins is a sensible idea. Ethereum, Ripple, of two obvious ones. There may be some others like Solana and Cardano and others. I think we will look at it, and I think we'll do that in conjunction with with partners that we bring on board and other investors we bring on board. Is that it's probably a sense. I mean, put it this way, we have to look at it because it would be irresponsible as a treasury not to look at it. You have to look at all your risks, and is it the most sensible thing to have all your eggs in one basket? Not in general for treasury management, no. So I think we'll definitely look at it, and I can see development. I think this will be a natural development. In the last week, we've seen a couple of companies pivot with Ethereum, and from the banking side, I've seen how Ripple is going to provide an alternative to SWIFT payments. So yes, I think the obviously you have to look at it.
And so, I mean, to conclude the interview, it seems that the difference between Hammock and other companies who've gone into this space is that, a lot of them are like 2 or 3 months old in terms of this space. You actually have a history going back decades, and this is kind of your it's always been your day job. It's not just something that you just decided to do on an opportunistic basis.
No, not at all. I think what you're fundamentally talking about is how you manage newer asset, how you manage assets, right? And using again the generic term of crypto assets, and I prefer digital assets, but the world will evolve. I think there was a really interesting story a couple of weeks ago that didn't get a huge amount of thing. I'm pretty sure it was Robinhood is now using blockchain to allow retail investors to trade 24/7, 365 in the US. Now they've got their own internal ways of having to manage the risk, but through that system, blockchain, which is obviously a part of digital assets and crypto, is going to revolutionize how retail investors can trade stocks all the time, as you can crypto, right? So if we look at that, the technology is changing how we invest and how we manage things. So we're looking at this as a, I think what you now see, the MicroStrategies, BlackRock's, and other governments putting. This is basically, it's Bitcoin is fundamentally a reserve currency now. I mean, look at how much, people are holding. So you can't ignore it. And I think the really big thing for us was that across the globe, the UK is massively underweight. And that really looked at us and thought, right, if we just bring in some of the lessons we've learned over the last 30 years of managing assets and risk management, that there's a really big opportunity here. I mean, if we can partner up with some of the pension funds, or even some of the individuals through ISAs and the like, there's a big opportunity. There's a massively untapped market, and I think that's how you build a big company.
We look forward to that. In the meantime, Nick Thurlow, Executive Chairman at Hammock Gold, thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure, Zach. Look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.